Recreational marijuana use is now legal in 5 U.S. jurisdictions and may soon be coming to Canada. The Federal Liberal Party, now in government in Ottawa, promised to legalize marijuana when it was an opposition party. Officials have now said their first step will be to set up a federal-provincial task force that will hear input from public health, substance abuse, and public safety experts. The Liquor Control Board of Ontario, also known as the LCBO, has 650 stores and a virtual monopoly on liquor sales across the province. Premier Kathleen Wynne said this week the LCBO stores could sell marijuana if and when it's legal to do so.
It makes sense to me that the liquor distribution mechanism that we have in place, the LCBO, is very well suited to putting in place the social responsibility aspects that would need to be in place. Obviously, you know, I don't know what the timeline is of the federal government, but it seems to me that using that distribution network makes a lot of sense.
The Ontario Public Service Employees Union says marijuana should be sold at LCBO stores once it's legalized. The union says there does need to be a strong regulatory framework in place, including a minimum age limit, a ban on marketing, and plans to prevent cannabis-impaired driving. But opposition conservatives in Ottawa want the federal government to take a go-slow approach. They say selling pot in government-run liquor stores won't keep it out of the hands of children. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto. In Toronto, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.